shit in a minute, though.
Yeah, in a little while. But right now, I want to talk about something. You know, most people, they have their iPods and they put them on shuffle and listen to a lot of different songs throughout a week, right? Me? Not me. I listen to three albums pretty much every week. You know what I mean? Three different things. They just kind of sit on me. I'm going to tell you what's been in my deck, all right?
All right.
I've been bumping Chocolate Factory by R. Kelly.
Okay.
I've been bumping Graduation by Kanye.
Okay.
Trunk Music 0 to 60, Yellow Wolf.
That's what's up.
What have you been listening to?
Man, if I pick the three that I have been jamming, Kendrick Lamar, Section 80.
All right.
Primo has been in my deck, man. Local rapper Primo, P-R-E-E-M-O, Concrete Dreams. Have you listened to that?
I haven't heard it yet, but I know I know Hubbard's about to text me saying that I need to be on it.
It's fucking amazing, man. I mean, straight up, like straight up. So, Section 80, Concrete Dreams by Primo. And probably Cleveland Show by Chip the Ripper on my iPod.
Yeah, Chip the Ripper's coming to Houston.
He is, man, with a live band. And Dobeezy's going to be opening for him.
Dobeezy, X to the V, or XV.
XV will also be there for show.
And I think
I actually played with XV before.
How'd that go?
He's a nice-ass dude, man. Very humble dude. He's real dope, too. He puts on an amazing live performance, man.
Like, what's been your favorite performance? You've opened for... Why don't you list everyone you've opened for.
I mean... Oh, yeah, we got Dope Southeast in the Beach building. Oh, and there's Lane. That's what's up, man. Perfect timing. Dobeezy in the building.
What's up, man?
Hey, nice to meet you.
Oh, by the way, what's up, man?
Nice to meet you, man.
I will be doing a show on Friday in Austin, Texas at the Austin Music Hall called Southern Lights Music Festival. If you go to southernlightsmusicfestival.com, check out the lineup, man. Fucking let me see that thing, man. We got Lupe Fiasco as the headliner, RJD2, Milkman. Fucking Trey, Bun B, Paul Wall, myself, Ali Shaheed Muhammad from Tribe Called Quest going to be doing a DJ
set. And that's it's going to be hosted by Ali Shaheed Muhammad and Five Dog and Adam Rapp of Sports Rap Live.
Yes,
and that's
yes.
This weekend?
That's Friday, man.
Friday, Austin, Texas. Hey, who are you most excited to see right here?
What time do I go on?
7:30. 7:30? All right. Catch me live
7:30. All right. Who are you most excited to see? Paul Wall's dope, bro.
Man,
he's one of my favorites.
I saw Paul Wall a long, long time ago in Lafayette when I was in high school. It was really random. I've seen Lupe. I've seen Bun. I've seen Trey. I really want to see RJD2 as well, man.
What about you, Doe? On here, who would you want to see out of this list right here?
I say Roosh Williams.
Roosh Williams. Hey, that's
Roosh Williams
right there, bro.
What's up, man? Thank you.
How you doing today, Doe?
I'm good, man. What's going on with y'all, man?
It's good, bro. We've been killing up here. We just had a blackout right before you came, which is kind of crazy, but
that's symbolic, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's symbolic, yeah.
They knew I was coming. They knew the Southeast
Beast was about to set at the door. They had to cut off real quick. They couldn't handle it all. So what you been up to today, man?
Just grinding, trying to get here, man. It's crazy as hell,
hey,
man.
You made it,
crazy
though, bro.
Day.
You made it.
Yeah, we here, man.
That's what's up.
Definitely, man.
Homie Lane in the building, man. We Southern Lights Music Festival this weekend, man. It's going down.
DJ Matt Murdock, also in the motherfucking building.
Yeah, yes, so sir. That's pretty dope. What do you got? We're gonna get real quick into some stuff. You know, you have real quick. I want to ask you where the name Dobeezy comes from.
It actually started when I was young. I used to hustle, do things I wasn't supposed to do, but that's where Doughboy came from. And I was also chubby. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
I just went with Doughboy. So once I started rapping, I started thinking like how Doughboy was probably so common that it was gonna be 30,000 other rappers named Doughboy, and I figured I was gonna come into some copyright something, you know what I'm saying? So people around always was just calling me Dobeezy, so I just ended up going with that. It was more catchy, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So just ran with Dobeezy.
Definitely, definitely. And while you're here, why don't you clear up something that I've always heard? Everyone seems to think for some reason that Reggie Bush and Kool-Aid, the title, was from Kush and Orange Juice by Wiz Khalifa.
Nah.
Is that true or false?
To be honest, it did kind of come from that, to be honest, because when it first came out, me and my homeboy Kyle Wellick, and we used to smoke Reggie to it. Like, he used to always be like, Kush and Orange Juice. We'd be like, shit, we on this Reggie Bush and Kool-Aid, though. So whenever we'll be freestyling or doing tracks, we'll be like, Reggie Bush and Kool-Aid, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I end up start getting the buzz around the city from the rapping everywhere, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And people wanted to know it was a mixtape, so I just threw it out there and was like, I'm thinking I'm going to name my mixtape Reggie Bush and Kool-Aid, just playing around. And people was like, man, that's dope, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I started thinking about it. I was like, yeah, a lot of people do smoke Reggie. They ain't going to admit it, you know what I'm saying? So they need a voice, you know what I'm talking about?
They need a voice. Definitely. I mean, the mixtape is probably is giving you a lot of prominence in Houston, and I think it's a catchy name, and yeah, make definitely. Sure you drop it on every on all
Bush
the records.
Kool Aid,
yeah, definitely.
Like, you know, Pass the Swisher has become kind of your signature song. At least for me, that's what I think.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, no, that's what the people have been saying. The that Pass the Swisher track, the Two Cups to Keep.
So, what are you working on now?
I got Blue Magic coming up next. All originals. Like with the Reggie Bush and Kool-Aid, like you said, like it, the title kind of came from it, but I didn't run with it because of Wiz, like because it was high. Like I said, I thought it was catchy or whatnot, and I wanted to have fun. Like I like the freestyle and go ham. So, Blue Magic is really, I know a lot of people wondering, can the original music be made? Am I just a freestyler, this and that? And
yeah,
Blue Magic,
talk a lot of people.
Blue Magic is gonna answer all the questions of that. You know, all right,
and Blue Magic, where does that come from?
Blue Magic, the name Blue Magic, I don't know if y'all know, is Frank Lucas.
American Gangster.
From American Gangster, yeah. He had a product called Blue Magic, which was the best dope around, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of people wanted to try to copy that, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And diluted the brand, so pretty much wanted to be known that it's the best product around.
Well, definitely. Well, right now I want to get into some dope easy music here at Local Live. I want to play Pass the Swisher.
Yes, sir.
Actually, you know what? Before we play Pass the Swisher, there's a record that probably one of my favorites of yours. It's called In for the Kill with Fat Tony.
Fat Tony, yes, sir.
Talk about how that came about.
We was with the, I know DJ Castle had a mixtape. He said he wanted to, feature all the artists that he felt was like next to come up in Houston. And, he was like, he just wanted to hear a track with me and Fat Tony. So he had his homie Sosa make the track. And then, shit just hit me and Tony. Me and Tony, we would always see each other and was like, man, we need to work. We need to work. So when Sosa said it, me and Tony talked personally, he was like, man, it's that time. So we just went in with the kid.
Definitely. Have you heard the record, Roosh?
Yes, I have.
What do you think of it?
I think it was tight.
Definitely. Sure. All right, so here, this is In for the Kill, DJ Castle featuring Dope Beezy and Fat Tony.
Yes, sir.
Local out of Houston.
The guy like a snowplow. I can't slow down. Correct you, pushy Kool-Aid. Got a nigga getting paid for my shows now. And I can't go back to being broke. This season making rap in the back to selling dope. I swear I was selling dope. A nigga would never blow. So I had to get focused like an telescope. Now I'm on it, bitch. I'm on it. They can't deny what's all in their face. I put it on the plate to make niggas say grace. Then put it in their mouth till they can't stand the taste. Niggas wanna run shit but never wanna race. So I keep on running till I get first place. And told Fat Tony, I got you. Homie, when he told me to die for the city, I said,
I might be a live G. 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 I might be a live G.
Bitch, I get money, bitch, I get money, bitch.
Get your body on the floor. Bend it down, touch the ground. I don't want your face to show.
Money, I make money, money, I get. If you talking that shit, then you better come with. I don't play no game when it comes to the same. Put the bills in my pocket and I make it rain, rain. Everybody wanna know why the flow. Get more dancers in the pole. Every time I go, then the booty sub roll. Had a girl going crazy at every show. People wonder why, I don't even gotta try. I just say what I want and it always fly. If a girl too shy, then she in my comp. Party party all night, 2011 till I die.
Always trying to rush me, they lusting, I'm blushing. I got these girls blushing, and I keep 12 bad bitches on me like I'm mushing. And I go insane, the brain too cool to hang with all these lame bitches flipping way. I spray your hoe, cause like a pick, she had that brain. And I came in the game to explain my range, and I got a lot of money that will never change. One thing I do know though is we will never love these so.
Here on the Brad Gilmore Show with Roosh Williams and Dope Beezy. You just heard In for the Kill and Live G by 2011, In for the Kill by Dope Beezy, Fat Tony. We just saw each other this past weekend, Doe, at, you know, Saturday at the High Society BBQ.
Yes, sir.
You know, how'd you like that? That was fun, right?
It was a good look, man. First, I'll give a big shout out to High Society, man. They've been holding down the city, man.
Alicia.
Doing a lot of big things for the city, so I was just happy to have me a part of it, man. It was a real good chill vibe look, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, I like that rooftop. You know, the sound was a little off, but whatever.
Yeah.
You got it.
Good vibe,
the sound is always off.
The sound is always off.
No matter where you go, man. They're not paying. If you don't pay for a good sound, if you just like your homies got the sound system, it's gonna be bad.
It's always gonna be bad sound.
It's gonna be bad every time.
Definitely. I mean, we had fun up there, and you were you played a couple songs off Blue Magic.
Yeah, I had played two songs off the Blue Magic. I got a song called Backstabbers and Grind So like I said, I wanted to just get a little more personal. You know what I'm saying with the name.
So like Bush, I mean, before. I know Reggie Bush and Kool-Aid was a mixtape, and a lot of it was freestyle work, right? How's that gonna differ on Blue Magic? You know, how is your writing process different on this new project?
I actually picked up a pen on a couple of the tracks on Blue Magic. I still did the no pen no pad thing because that's where I'm more comfortable, but I just say the difference in the music is just, it's going to be a lot more personal. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to be more thought put into it. It has more substance. You know what I'm saying? So.
More so than.
I've seen it too, man. It's not bullshit. I've seen them do it. No pen, no pad.
No pen, no pad. So you're saying you're all mental.
Right, right.
You ride
Who just walks around in circles and just comes back and spits half a verse. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah. Yeah. Like, Jay-Z kind of stuff.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I don't just go in the booth and just be like, turn the beat on and just start rapping. Instead of writing it though, I listen to the beat. And
I mean, I'm sure that sometimes it's easier.
I had my laptop, and this fool was just like,
"Shit." I can see you, Roosh, just like college student typing out and everything, but definitely, I'm looking forward to when you're trying to drop it late November.
I'm shooting for the day before Thanksgiving. If everything goes as planned, especially with the promo and everything like that, we're gonna be shooting for the day before Thanksgiving.
Man,
that's
man.
What's up.
Definitely, and you know, Roosh, you're dropping Monday, so we just got a lot of projects coming out.
Show come with us.
Right now, I want to get into a part of the show that I like to call Toast to the Douchebags, right? And this is where we talk. I toast somebody in the mainstream media who just made an ass of themselves this week. All right. And it was actually this week's douchebag is Magic Johnson. Now, I know we're all probably basketball fans. You got the Rockets hat on.
Yeah.
But Magic Johnson, he was speaking at University of Albany on Saturday. And he took a few shots at LeBron when asked about the greatest players in the NBA. He said, there's always going to be great players in basketball. There's always going to be guys who win championships in the NBA, except for LeBron James. And he went on to say, everybody's always asking, who's better between Kobe and LeBron? He's like, I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm like, Kobe has 5 championships. LeBron has 0. And he was saying this in front of like, you know, a couple hundred people,
mainstream,
just shitting on LeBron for no reason. I mean, I don't know. What do you think about that, Dan? Are you a LeBron fan?
Yeah, I'm a fan of how he plays, but I don't just kind of like some of the decisions he make. You know what I'm saying? Like,
what do you think, Roosh?
I mean, yeah, no, he's really good. I mean, I'm with Doe. Like, I like the way he plays. I'm not like a LeBron, like, you know, oh my God, LeBron, you know?
So definitely
cool, kind of let me down, just to be honest. Yeah. Like, I was with the hype. I ain't gonna lie. I was with the hype and the next best and all that, but he ain't one, like you said, don't have no rings. And I feel like he tried to take the easy way out and still failed at it. You know what
I mean,
I'm saying?
Do you think
I feel like Kobe's better so far.
So far.
Because, like, you know what I'm saying? He's got the championships. Like, he did 3 of those. I mean, he needs a big man. You know what I'm saying? But LeBron, you know what I'm saying? LeBron is what, 0-2 in finals?
Yeah, pretty much.
You know what I'm
saying? but Magic, though, I don't know. Magic, where he's at, I would have kind of kept it. I wouldn't have said
he
was at.
Yeah, I don't know.
Magic
should have
said that.
He just came out and was just – he later said that he was kidding, but like –
nah, there's a little truth in every joke.
Yeah. He was being a little too real to be joking. Anybody
hey,
who
– and just a little quick plug. My project's called Ain't That the Truth, man.
Hey.
So,
about you, Roosh? Anybody this week, just in your personal life or professional life, that's just been a douchebag to you?
Man, no. I mean, not right now so far.
You've been good?
So far. Oh, actually, no.
You don't got to say names.
I'm not blasting anybody.
What about you,
Doug?
I was going to say, honestly, I've been getting a lot of love. Appreciate the love, everybody.
There's always somebody who's a dick.
Yeah, you know what? There is one dick out there, but I can't even name him. I can't even name him right now.
You don't even got to name him, though. I mean, you can name him. It'll boost up my listens, but.
Hey, if I name this name, it's really going to be some shit. Sometime.
Nah, all
right. That dick can't know who he is.
Well, hey, right before you walked in, I was talking to Roosh about stuff that I've been listening to, and he was telling me, you know, projects he's been listening to. He's been listening to Kendrick Lamar, mm-hmm. Primo. I've been listening to the old school. I've been listening to Chocolate Factory by R. Kelly.
Yeah.
I was jamming, Kanye and Yellow Wolf. Who you been listening to? What's been in your deck?
Man, it's gonna sound bad as hell. Listening to me, like, really? I've been listening to like the tracks that I got from Blue Magic lately. I really just recently heard the Game album. Like, everybody been saying, like, it's the best album. Like,
the Red album.
Yeah, it was better than Watch the Throne and this and that and this and that. And I finally got a chance to listen to it and shit. I was like 7 song deep and couldn't turn one of them. Like, I ain't turned with not one song, so that's pretty much the only new stuff that I heard. But other than that, I'm just trying to get that feel for my project.
Yeah, making sure everything's sounding right. Yeah. I mean, I can feel you on that. I mean, I know, like, when we finished, like, the 2011 record, like, I was just listening to it every day,
every day, just
make sure.
Nitpick
sure that
at
thing,
it, be like,
yeah.
Man, is it right?
So. No, I think I heard a breath right there.
Yeah.
Like, we gotta take that out. Yeah. So I know what you're saying with all that. But, most recently, you know, I have a segment on the show called Daydreaming. For those of you who don't know, I'm a contributor to datadream.com.
Shout
and I was scrolling through. And
Shout out to Brando.
Brando, and, big homie.
I was scrolling through and I saw the BET ciphers.
Mm-hmm.
That shit was crazy.
Did you see him? Man, you ain't seen him, though?
I seen it. That's what I'm saying.
Shady went off. Shady. Kendrick Lamar went off. Fucking B.O.B. went off.
What was your favorite cipher?
Eminem,
the Shady,
favorite,
the Shady 2.0.
Yes, sir.
I mean, I know
Rihanna.
The high Rihanna. That was pretty swag of Royce. But what's up, DJ Motai? Just walked in the building. Out of everyone in the Shady 2.0, who you think besides Eminem? We know Eminem did the best, but who killed it? Who's number two?
I think number two. My second favorite after the first time I watched it was Joe Budden. Yellow Wolf kills it. Oh, yeah. You know, we're talking about the Shady one. Busta was tight too. Yeah. Yellow Wolf was real tight, but it was kind of short. Crook and I and Joel were nice. Royce's was real nice, but I think Budden, he starts going fast and shit.
Yeah,
like,
Joe, I was going to say, I had to go with Joe Budden. I was with Yellow Wolf. I mean, Yellow Wolf, if you listen to what he said, and heard a couple little like, shots he took, because he took a couple little shots, too.
Like, he was like, in class, I got an Eazy-E, NWW, White with Attitude. Or something
that shit he said about putting Nikes on a Cheeto, I was like.
Yellow Wolf smashed it, but the fact that Joe Budden went a little longer, and then he started, if you listen to what the
speed
boy
up
said.
The speed up nice.
He said that shit about, if they're teaching you how to Dougie, then I'm condoning dropping now.
Like, yeah. That Joe Budden held it down. I think definitely, you know, but then Eminem kind of just.
They knew what it was. That's why they just like. Them boys smashed it, though.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think my second favorite, though, was the Ludacris killed it.
Ludacris did, but
Ludacris disappointed me.
Yeah, I thought it could have went harder, man, because he just went the same flow every time.
And then the fact that he slowed it, it might have went like, harder if he slowed it.
Slow my dad.
Buster was pretty tight, but I think Kendrick Lamar went off.
Yeah, Kendrick's was nice. Chris was nice.
Yeah, Chris went off too. I think Kendrick Lamar had held it down. He looked like he was tired of the bullshit. Like everybody was going, he just was like, okay, my time.
You know who I never heard, and people are probably gonna berate me with hate mail after this, but I never heard Machine Gun Kelly until that cypher.
Yeah,
and I thought he was dope.
Yeah, Machine Gun is dope.
Like I mean, he wasn't out of the cypher. You know, I think Crit still had Tech N9ne was good in that cypher too. I thought
Tech N9ne was tight.
Tech N9ne does what Tech N9ne does.
Yeah, he's a strange dude, man. It was tight though. Tech N9ne's real tight.
Did you hear what Tech N9ne did on the Carter 4?
Fuck yeah, he killed that shit.
Yeah, he and 3000 were on the same track.
Yeah.
What'd you think of the Carter 4 though? We were talking about earlier.
It's the point. Like, it didn't suck, but I didn't hear the progression like at all. Like,
it went better than Carter 3?
Nah. Carter 2? I was disappointed. I was disappointed in Carter 3, to be honest. Like, but I settled for it. But I couldn't even settle for Carter 4. I was like, come on, bro. Like, it didn't suck, but that's not one.
What do you think about it? It still sold almost 1 million copies in the first week. Is that based on Wayne?
Yeah, it's based on Loyal Fan.
But I didn't. There's probably like two songs on there that I liked, and that was the interlude and the outro, and Wayne wasn't even on those. So, I mean, a lot of people said it was better than Watch the Throne.
Nah, I don't
agree. It's not better than Watch the Throne.
What do you think?
I like the production, but just as far as.
What do you think of Watch the Throne?
Watch the Throne is real tight.
It took me 2 times to admit that, because the first time I heard it, I was like, nah. But then I realized I was broke. I had no money in my pockets when I was listening to it. When I actually went back and was listening to it, I was like, ooh, these boys,
boys
talking cash money shit. I didn't understand what they were saying. I had to listen.
Made backs on backs, huh?
I mean, who killed it more on the album, Jay or Kanye?
I don't think it comes down to that. You know what I'm saying? I think I like them both a lot. They both have their moments. They both do their own thing.
I'm going to be honest. I think Kanye, I can hear the hunger in his voice. Like
Kanye came on a lot of swag shit. You know what I mean, though?
Yeah.
What was that? She said, yeah, can we get married at the mall? Yeah. I like that shit.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Jay had that one line on the Paris track where he was like, the Nets could go 0-82, and I'm looking at you like, this shit gravy. Yeah. I was like, damn. I wish I could say that.
And the average person wouldn't catch on to what he said right now.
Yeah.
Because they were talking.
And I mean, he says shit like super OG shit, like, I invented swag, and it's like, yeah, you did, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Rollies that don't TikTok.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like it's just
Jay-Z sounded more comfortable. I can hear, like
he sounds like he's just sitting on the throne just, like, rapping, you know? Kanye's, like, still
trying to fight But that's good. That's what made me think Kanye went a little harder, though, when it just come to spitting.
That's true.
He was a lot hungry. I think on the Otis track, he definitely showed Jay-Z kind of what was up. But right now, you know, we're speaking of the throne, royalty. I want to get into a track by Roosh, you recently dropped a video.
Oh, for sure. Royal Rumble, yep.
Tell me about that, like the song. How'd that come about?
Man, the song, like the beat, if you hear it, like when you, like, it's a real, it's produced by Stompbox. It's like a real club kind of sounding joint, but I didn't want to make a song like that, you know what I'm saying? So I called it Royal Rumble because it's kind of like a playful take on life, you know what I'm saying? Like every day, you know what I'm saying? You're just in the ring, like fighting with everybody else, you know what I'm saying?
And you had a lot of wrestler references in the
video. Yeah, you know, yeah, I mean, and that's obviously what it's, you know.
Harry Chess, man.
Yeah. But, so, you know, it's just, like, cool, and, like, it just kind of depicts, like, life, and it's just kind of, like, satirical almost, you know what I'm saying?
Well, definitely, I mean, so, like, you know, the title obviously comes from wrestling, and I know having conversations with you before, you were big into the Attitude Era.
Yeah, for a while, I was real big into that shit.
Definitely. Yeah. I don't know, I just read yesterday that The Rock's coming back to the ring.
Yeah, he's supposed to be back for WrestleMania.
Survivor Series, bro.
What? Like, they're bringing it back earlier?
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Yeah, it's the Grammy Producer Survivor Series. Are you ever a wrestling fan, Doug?
I was when I was younger, but yeah. I don't know.
I think everyone.
It cut off in fifth grade.
Yeah, as soon as I realized it was really fake, like, I just like hoping it wasn't. As soon as I realized, I was like, nah.
You got to watch it. And like, I recently did this. Kyle Hubbard put me onto this. Like, I recently watched it as a perspective of, like, being an artist. Because all those dudes fighting, you know what I'm saying? Like, Vince McMahon pulls the strings, you know what I'm saying? He's got, like, a monopoly on that shit. So all those fools are, like, trying to fight to get in the game. And if you, like, metaphorically, you know what I'm saying, relate it to, like, trying to get yourself in the game with hip-hop, like, you know, you see, like, you know what I'm saying, like, what was his name? CM Punk. CM Punk, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Did you see him when he freaked out? And, like, he just, like, this fool started calling everybody in the industry out on, like.
Was it, he was on stage and he started sitting down and
yeah,
shit?
Yeah. Like, he was saying, like, some shit that, like, if you know wrestling, it's like, oh, my God. Like, that fool was saying that on TV.
Yeah, definitely.
And, like, you know, you can just relate to that because, like, he was just like, I don't give a fuck. And then they re-signed him after that because that was supposed to be his last fucking, you know, episode and he was done. But then they re-signed him and he got, you know what I'm saying, he was the champion. Like, he was, like, on top. It was like, oh. Yeah,
definitely. So right now we're going to go into Royal Rumble by Roosh Williams off Common Struggles of a Modern Man. And, yeah, localizedhouston.com.
Roosh!
Box music.
Roosh! Fat bitch cut me off when I'm driving, so I gotta say, fuck you! Jehovah's Witness at my door when I open that shit, and I'm like,
fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you!
I'm feeling very stone cold, harder than a rock. It's like all of mankind is on the Undertaker's clock. Fuck a suffocating sock. I'ma punch your face and knock everybody out the ring. I said I'm gonna take your spot. Well, let me calm it down. Running past my homies. Gotta keep it real. Never happy to be phony. They act like they'll get back to you, but that shit is baloney. I'ma light the blood and pass it to the moment. Then we gon' wake up. Breakfast? Nah. Rewind. Wake up. Blaze. Breakfast. Rehab. B.I. So what I owe you, can't tell me nothing that I wasn't gonna do, and y'all know about me, contestant number one, but still alive in round three, you gotta stay humble in this jungle, cause this life is a royal rumble, young I don't go for no hoes, trying to grow my money like Pinocchio knows, I would die for that money, so don't make me come after you, I'm Jeff Gordon, and you are Danny Kilpatrick, a damn much a faggot average slut, are you mad at her, end of that chapter, cause I'm smoking on some sunny palm tree, yeah, it's got me buzzing like a honeycomb bee, turning into what they all said I wasn't gonna be. Now I'm laughing, LMFAO, passing my glasses, so put them on the payroll, okay bro, I could use a peso, I can't even afford no more chips and queso, but straight though, when the beat bang hoes, get up on the dance floor and let it shake they a-holes, what you say bro, never mind, ain't no thing, chicken wing turn, why that lettuce swing, so. Wake up, breakfast, nah, rewind, wake up, blaze, breakfast, rehab, B.I. So what I owe you, can't tell me nothing that I wasn't gonna do, and y'all know about me, contestant number one, but still alive in round three, you gotta stay humble in this jungle, cause this life is a royal rumble, I don't party much, but when I do, I get hella drunk and stupid high too, you should do what I do, what, scoop a dime who keeps it short and sweet, sweet like a haiku, boy, I call it how I see it. Walking down this path, wishing all of it was scenic. Space skip, hop, stepping Mars, then to Venus. Life is hard like a penis, you retard. I bet you skeeted, thinking that you know it all. But homie, you haven't seen shit till it's plastered on your wall and you got to clean it. Yeah, believe it. I will not sleep till I'm David Hasselhoff and my life is a beach. White sand, blonde bitches, money like the Congress is funding what we're doing, but they offered it as awesomeness. But those are all dreams. It's just reality, I'm fighting in this ring. Then I wake up, breakfast, nah, rewind. Wake up, blaze, breakfast, rehab, B.I. So what I owe you, can't tell me nothing that I wasn't gonna do. And y'all know about me, contestant number one, but still alive in round three. You gotta stay humble in this jungle, cause this life is a royal rumble, young yeah. Wake up, breakfast, nah, rewind. Wake up, blaze, breakfast. Stay
stay humble in this jungle, cause this life is a royal rumble.
Team running in this motherfucker. What it do? Fell in love with the game, next to the merriment, Harry Winston, the instant you can tell by my clarity, my diamonds, BSE just shining from grinding, hustler, if you're pine, I'm selling, my pockets swelling, I'm stuffing them, it's crunch time, when it's lunchtime, I'm in the lunch line, front line with a dime, bitch, fine bitch, looking diamond from the A-time, gorilla, yeah, I got the monkey balls like a playground, I spit it like a K-round, haters hating, so I'm waiting, strapped with the K-round, and best believe she fucking and sucking with killer K-round, them slams got her popping, she watching me like a Samsung, she, you better recognize like the song Samsung. Sneed, I'm on this good Cali weed. Inhale, exhale, could smoke when I breathe. No less than a super bad bitch when I breathe. Cause killer killing shit like breed. Hook, please. At ease, salute me, nigga. Dressed to kill like the sniper trying to shoot me, nigga. Can't find me, then I must be where the loot be, nigga. Life's a bitch, I'm trying to get her out of two-piece, nigga. Realest nigga till they box me up and suit me, nigga. The devil's a lie, we'll ask some who the truth me, nigga. Killer, over-exaggerated, fake-ass niggas. Y'all just a bunch of medic rocker cake-ass niggas. At ease, salute me, nigga. Rest to kill like the sniper trying to shoot me, nigga. Can't find me, then I must be where the loot be, nigga. Life's a bitch, I'm trying to get her out of two-piece, nigga. Realest nigga till they box me up and suit me, nigga. The devil's a lie, wax some who the truth me, nigga. Killer. I say I run it cause I run it like a treadmill. The game I'm running circles round lanes like my legs wheels. Don't work at Subway, but I can tell you how that bread feel. Faking niggas taking eyes, show you how that lead feel. You can get a bullet, no drink, wet up quick with no pain. Killer, no saint, get saluted like a soldier, hand to hand with no rain. Go bank, mine on a dime till it go blank. Where my head at? Must be in your bitch, top gone. Where my head at? I'm about to go hell, where my bread at? Toes closed for niggas looking at me like bacon, bacon, good sipping tea. Tipping phones, trunk breaking, breaking bars off. Like my homeboy, Young Sam, I'm breaking bars off. Running red lights, trunk pop, breaking bars off. Slab rider, red paint, that's a bad bitch. Haters looking at me mad, that's some sad shit. Butter recline, looking good, I'm on classics. No credit card, I pack plastic. Blocker! At ease, salute me, nigga. Rest to kill like the sniper trying to shoot me, nigga. Yeah. Can't find me, then I must be where the loot be, nigga. Life's a bitch, I'm trying to get her out of two-piece, nigga.
Team running with it, doing what it do.
Suit me, nigga, the devil.
Ladies and gentlemen,
who the truth me, nigga.
Don't be easy.
At ease, salute me or shoot me. I'm in the zone like a 2-3, trying to get with a loop me. I'm so authentic, no Snoopy. And my flow so retarded, I got other artists calling a bargain, trying to recruit me. Real shit, no dookie like these other rappers rapping lies. For me in any group, but I be Michael with the Jackson 5. I'm stacking grind, I stay fresher than a baby white. Went from mean shoulders, turning them down if they don't pay me right. The one they hate the light, cause when niggas shining, I take the light. Jump in the booth and break the mic like chains when kids break a bike. Grind from day to night, arms swollen up and when I shake the Sprite. Now my cup tastes like mud, big swishes, bright bud. About to light the city up like a Christmas tree light plug. Smoke weed in these nightclubs like it's legal. This new nigga coming to jack the city like Nino. Keep a cake, no Reno, flow sick, no chemo. And I keep them tools on me like I work at Home Depot, motherfucker. No bees.
Dressed to kill like the sniper trying to shoot me, nigga. Can't find me, then I must be where the loot be, nigga. Life's a bitch, I'm trying to get her out of two-piece, nigga. Realest nigga till they box me up and suit me, nigga.
And we're back here on the Brad Gilmore Show with Roosh Williams and Dope Beast.
Yes, sir.
Beast, Beast. Yeah. Anyway, Roosh is, you know, always saying some shit. Nah, I just don't pay attention to him. Nah, I'm just playing, bro. Yeah, actually, I posted up the video this morning on Dan the Dream.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Did you like my little comment about your Doe, I'm gonna tell you a story right quick. Me and Roosh were at a wedding recently together, and this guy
pause, hold up.
Oh yeah. Pause.
I was at a wedding.
Bride and groom. Yeah.
I was at a wedding. And this guy kept trying to hit on this 50-year-old wedding planner. like with like you kept trying,
she
Rouge.
I can tell by his face. Co-sign that real quick.
I'll co-sign him on it.
Thank you.
But you kept coming up to me, bro. You think I got a chance, bro?
No.
Put me down.
Fool, it's not like that.
You
it's
said
like,
put me down.
Yeah, like, I said I'm gonna lay her down, fool.
Anyway.
The 50-year-old, I probably been right by his side like, hey, bro, you get one of you. See if she got a friend.
I was egging him on, definitely.
She was fine. It was like the stereotypical
MILF.
Yeah, straight up. Yes.
Yeah.
And someone told me she was divorced, so I was like, psst.
Definition
divorce
of a MILF.
Bro. Yep. You got it in there.
The easiest.
Anyway, back on to music. Yes, what do you got coming up, Doe? Not project-wise, show-wise.
Man. Next show is this Thursday, Warehouse Live. Warehouse Live with Chip the Ripper and XV. And then Friday, we out in Austin, man, Southern Lights.
Are you playing out there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We are out there.
Well, as you know, last Friday, the polls for the Houston Press Awards closed officially for the nomination ballot.
Yep.
Y'all were both running for Best Solo Rapper, correct?
Yes, sir. Well, everybody. Apparently, everyone in Houston was running for something.
Everyone was. But what do you think? I mean, like, the past, I think, three or four years.
Fat Tony's
got it.
Yep.
What are you thinking? Do you think?
Not Fat Tony, I don't know. It's hard to tell because, like, I had asked, was it gonna be on like facts, like, or is it just boasts? Like, let's say if my name was Joe Blow and I started rapping yesterday, but I had 100,000 friends that voted, is that person win? They was like, yeah. So, I mean, it's really hard to tell. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? how can you expect them to, you know, accurately? You know what I'm saying?
It's just, I don't know. Shout out to
Fat Tony for three-peating.
Nah, for sure. I don't say that take nothing away from Fat Tony. What I'm saying is, like, it's just hard to tell who will win because you never know who has who supporting. Like you got mass text messages and Facebook event. Like,
tweets.
I seen a Facebook event. It wasn't an event. It was vote for me. And someone added all their friends, so... You count those 2,000 friends, they got some people that they probably don't even know just saying, hey, I'll vote for you just because.
Can't get caught up in that shit because, like, at the end of the day, man, like, if you win one, that's tight. You know what I'm saying? That's something you hang your head on. If not, you still got a lot of work to do. You know what I'm saying?
So, and if not, doesn't mean you're not the
even
best.
If you do win
and not at all, yeah.
Even
see,
if you do win it, you still got a lot of work to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you can't. You just got to hope that, you know, what you've done speaks for itself, and you just got to keep moving.
Yeah, definitely, man.
So, a question about both y'all's upcoming projects. I mean, do you think that the Ain't That the Truth EP is going to top Common Struggles of a Modern Man?
I think it's going to show the progression.
Yeah.
I think it hones in on a certain sound, you know what I'm saying? Like, Common Struggles had a lot of joints, you know what I'm saying? Like, we had, like, Wake Up Dead, like, I had Chanel singing on it, Talking to the Doctor, you know what I'm saying? Low Off the Wall Going Crazy. Beautifully Simple was, you know, real chill, no hard feelings. Like, there was a lot of different looks, but this one, you know what I'm saying, it, like, hones in on a certain sound. So, yeah, I think it's going to be real tight.
What about you, Doe? Like, I know we talked about it earlier, but do you think that Blue Magic is going to be a step above Reggie Bush and Kool-Aid?
Yeah, I think it's something that people not even going to expect. I'm taking the people and the listeners that have heard me from Reggie Bush and Kool-Aid somewhere different, like... The sound is just so much different. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're definitely going to hear progression, though. Like I said, it's just totally different.
What producers you have working on that?
So far, I have Stompbox Music. I have
Stompbox.
Yeah, Stompbox was good. I got BC from Nickernom on there.
Right.
And cool producer guy. Just got random production all on there, man.
Yeah, just, you know, people you meet here and there and stuff like that.
Yes, sir.
I mean, definitely. You know, like you were saying earlier, like, some people... And I'm not calling anybody out, so I don't want to say any names, but I'm saying I've talked to people, like, I'm like, hey, have you heard this? And I'll be like, Reggie Bush and Kool-Aid. They'll be like, yeah, but I don't know. I don't think he can, you know, make an album, you know what I mean? What do you say to those people, though?
All I can say is Blue Magic.
Blue Magic.
Blue Magic. Instead of me just talking to say, yeah, I'm going to do this and yeah, I did, I'd just rather let the action speak. You know what I'm saying?
Well, definitely. I mean, like, and I think anybody who doubts, no one can really doubt either one of y'all's lyrical ability. No, like, out of the city, I think, you know, there are a lot of good rappers who have good messages, but lyrically, two of the best in Houston are sitting
appreciate
on the couch right now.
Thank you. Appreciate
it. I'm not just saying that just because y'all are here boosting my list. And shout out to everybody who's tuning in again. We're shout out to Canada.
Yes, sir.
India.
Yes, sir.
Germany.
And they Minnesota. Said that this is the first time that it's been done like that, right?
Yeah.
That's what's up, man.
So, you, I mean, I got to give shout out to...
And, I mean, just to let the people know, me and Doe got a track coming down the line, so...
Yes, and it's made. That ain't just some rapper talk. You know, when two rappers get together,
we're gonna work.
We actually do have a record together. You know what I'm saying?
In the books, man. Shout out to Jordan.
Yes, sir.
Now I know
best sound on that.
Yeah, we just played "Salute Me" by Killer Kalyan featuring Doe Beezy. Earlier we played, you know, "No Hard Feelings" with Killer Kalyan and Roosh Williams. How are you a big fan of Killers? Like, just not on a personal level, just like.
Yeah, no, I definitely was a fan before I had met Killer. He was one of the ones that I had respected real highly when it come to rapping because, you know what I mean, I'm a spitter, you know what I'm saying? So Killer was a spitter, and he was somebody that I respected, so I definitely was a fan before I became a friend.
And, I mean, if you don't mind me asking, how did that relationship come about?
Actually, a lot of people, I don't know if you remember Kickback Sundays from SF2. I was going to SF2 and... one of the dominant rappers up there, not to be cocky or nothing, but one of the dominant rappers up there, and we would do ciphers and always get to the last round, and Killer ended up walking through, and we was rapping, and they was making me and one other guy, K-Dog, shout out to my homie K-Dog, we was going back and forth, and Killer kept making us go round after round after round, saying it was a tie. So at the last round, I just stopped looking at K-Dog, and I walked through the crowd and started spitting in Killer face. So after that, he was like, "You ain't gotta prove it to me, man, I already know," you know what I'm saying? And shit, just after that, we ended up seeing each other the week after that, and the weekend just coincidentally ran into each other, so we just worked, and then shit, we ended up bonding, and that's the big bro now.
Definitely. I mean, like I said, you know, we both saw your performance as well as Killer's the other couple Thursdays ago at House of Blues.
Yes, sir.
And I mean, you tried to go in off the what was that record? Bodies.
Off the Bodies. Yeah.
You trying to go in
because we had rehearsed that set like three times, and nowhere in that was that supposed to. Like, he just looked at me and was like, "Drop a flow." Drop a flow. So I'm looking at him like, "Are we saying drop a flow?" Or are you? And he just started giving me the eye like, "Drop a flow."
Do it, though.
So. Went ham for
about
10 seconds, and after that, we just started laughing. You know what I'm saying? So,
I mean, for those 10 seconds, though, you killed it, though.
But me and then I was like, "Oh no, here we go."
Yeah, definitely. And you try to, keep up with Bun B, at the last first day.
Yeah, and then it was like during the rehearsal the whole time, we was like impersonating Bun B, like the deep voice and everything. So I ain't know if they, he was implying do the Bun B or whatnot. So. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. Well, out of Houston, I'm going to ask both of y'all this question. Like, who are people you just like to listen to out of Houston? Roosh, you go first. You have Mike in your hand.
Out of Houston, on what level? There's so many levels, man. I could Primo, D-Lo, this man next to me, Chameleonaire, straight up, man. Killer, fucking Zero. I mean, everybody, man. I love them all. You know what I'm saying? Slim Thug, Kiki,
You can't just not listen to one. You're going to be listening to one. The next track going to have two of them on there.
Yeah.
Marcus Manchild, you know what I'm saying? Like,
all right, wait.
I like Kirk.
Definitive. One, you can only listen to one Houston MC the rest of your life.
For the rest of my life?
Yeah. Who you listening to?
Man, just because of, what it meant to me growing up, Chameleonaire.
What about you, Dio?
It would be Chameleonaire, but it got to be Zero.
Zero. Why Zero over Cam?
That is my, because Zero is my favorite rapper, not in Houston or Texas, just period.
Just period?
Yeah, so it got to be Zero.
So,
what's your favorite Zero album?
Probably Life of Joseph McVay.
Classic. I Hate You, Bitch. best song ever, in my opinion. Everyone can relate to that.
Yeah.
I Hate You, Bitch. You know how many times, anytime a girl has done me wrong, that's the first
you
record.
Sing, you don't even want to scream. You just want to sing. I hate you, bitch. Get away from me.
Definitely. Sing. But we have only about 10 minutes left of the show, and I want to play a song from Roosh. You have from your upcoming album, or EP, rather.
For sure.
Coming out this Monday.
Yo.
What's the song called?
Song's called Buzzin' in the Morning. It's the intro track. It's track number one. It's got this old school sample. It's just like straight 2-minute flow. And the song's just basically about I woke up one morning, you know what I'm saying? It kind of takes you through that real quick. And then it's just like, my thoughts as I, was buzzing in the morning. You know what I'm saying?
Well, all right. So, right now, before we play that.
What's up?
Before we play that, track number. Yeah, yeah. We're gonna play Man on a Mission first.
Okay.
Before we play that.
That was track number eight off Common Struggle. That's actually one of my favorite songs that I've done on the last project.
And what was that one about?
Man on a Mission just kind of talks about, like, you know, what I am, you know, a man on a mission. Anybody, you know, every man's got a mission, you know what I'm saying? Like, and it talks about mine, and it, you know, kind of takes you through, like, some of the things I've seen, like, the shows and stuff, and, like, just on this route, you know, like, people you fuck with, who you know's got your back, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just kind of one of those things where you can't really trust anybody. You're just a man on a mission, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. All right, so this is Man on a Mission by Roosh Williams on Common Struggles on Modern Man. Local Life Houston.
Okay, okay. Look. Bitches, fuck hoes, loyal women love those. Kicking it on soccer shit and they just be like, bro. Love to be the cunt, yo. Sorry for the blunt jokes, but I am very upfront, so get used to my approach. I hear these motherfuckers talking out their ass, but I ain't tripping, I just eat at Waffle House and crash, man. I'm all about my cash. So fucking nightclub, don't catch me falling on the app. I am walking out the gas station, swishing in my pocket, mind racing. I just finished the show, now I'm leaving for penetration. To a motel with hoes that I don't know. Well, but oh well, as long as they go down, I won't tell. But if they schmooze up and try to be some rude bitches, I got a chunk of deuce, I don't need to be rude. It's just that I don't do that, cause I don't got the time to. Hit me up on Facebook or something, girl, I find you. There ain't enough time on this globe for my man on a mission that's been stranded. But hold, your horses hide in your fortress. Get in my way and you will ride with the corpses. Cause that's how it is, brother. Today they say one thing, tomorrow is another. So what you gon' do? Hide under the covers or hop about your bed and go after these motherfuckers. People talk shit, I wonder what's up with that. I pity all these kiddies thinking that they're really none to catch. Where you funding at? My shit out my pocket, got a square size crew, but I'm trying to octagonic. Use bionic, spitting sonnets for profits, but I'm sipping gin and tonic, so these instruments have hit a nerve and rocked it. Gotta get my mind centralized, mind my own jet plane. Hoping she get there alright. Pop said that's a bit main. Okay, so we moving on. Like, give me the next scene. I'm ready to prove you wrong. I have come so far. Windshields, crowbars, people in my face for reasons I don't even know, dog. I just know I'm hungry and I'm feeding myself. Okay, you won't be with my team, then what you bringing to hell? Look at, I'm feeling like a demon, so the leeches get hell. It's Sunday and I'm really beating, so my team will excel. There ain't enough time on this globe for my man on a mission that's been stranded. But hold, your horses hide in your fortress. Get in my way and you will ride with the corpses. Cause that's how it is, brother. Today they say one thing and tomorrow is another. So what you gon' do? Hide under the covers or hop about your bed and go after these motherfuckers. Aye, you know that feeling when you got nothing. Pipes frozen, water off, and you don't even got plumbing. It's straight bullshit, I gotta make do. Because you get one life, there is not a take two. Okay, so I'm done today. Look, grandma, I wanna say I see you in the heavens, pretty as ever. I'm on my way, but I gotta lead a city first. Houston is my home, man. Love it till I'm in the dirt. Tangled up with hoes, man. Nah, they are too immature. Staying in my own lane, so no one will interfere. Fire up the propane, it's colder than a bitch in her. I was chopping sticky deciduous when it did occur. Yeah, I know I grind harder than you. A normal motherfucker that isn't in fact who you thought he initially was. Been on the mission because I ain't got nothing to lose. What's something to prove? There ain't enough time on this globe for a man on a mission that's been stranded. But hold, your horses hide in your fortress. Get in my way and you will ride with the corpses. Cause that's how it is, brother. Today they say one thing and tomorrow it's another. So what you gon' do? Hide under the covers or hop about your bed and go after these motherfuckers. Bitch.
chest still hurting, ain't shit for certain. Kicked it with a lady last night, we was flirting, and man, she was beautiful, like damn near perfect. But she peaced out, had to catch a flight, so I'm lonely as a motherfucker cleaning out my pipe. Like, yo, is this really life? Think I need a warm woman to get through these chilly nights, right? Fuck it, I know that I'm complaining. Emotions are elaborate, you have to spit in layman's. Even then, that's half of it. A sacrificial statement isn't nothing unless you actually go after it and take it. Straight buzzing in the morning. Swear how I'm speaking sounding something like I'm foreign. It go. Yeah. Keep singing, baby girl. Frodo, hoes, think of Ringo, say they whirl. Bozos, go swim to sea and save a pearl. On that cocoa troll, puffin' weed until I hurl. And that's life. Dive right in like you had a can of Sprite. Sweeter than a piece of pie, go and grab a slice. Eat all of that shit before you're in the afterlife. Take me off the shelves, I ain't finna ask you twice. Haters can fuck themselves like I'm hermaphrodite. Get it, I'm chillin' and contemplating about feelings and conversations. Stare at the fan on the ceiling, it's oscillating. I'm thinking, is my back work breaking? My shell's about to crush like a crustacean. Shady fellas telling me about Bellamy's and banking. But I keep it playing, it's a felony to fake. Yeah, that's what's wrong with the new school. Guaranteed that I eat them all like it's new shoe. Rush shower, touchdown, and then I move through any city that I'm in whenever I'm with new school. Rizzo is a gentleman, you're feminine like Tutu. Kicking with adrenaline, I'm slipping on these new shoes. Yeah, and I'm gone.
Two cups to keep the ice cold. I ride foes and just swung on three white hoes. I shine hard, but
here we are. We're back on Local Eye Houston. You saw, you heard the beginning of Pass Swisher by Doe Beezy. We're going to use that to close the show out. But you just heard Buzzing in the Morning, Bruce Williams, off the upcoming EP this Monday.
For sure.
Yeah, sir.
And literally, you dropped, like, did you just announce this yesterday?
No, I mean, pretty much, man. Like, it's just something I wanted to do. Like, I had Common Struggles released on April 25th.
Yeah.
This one's releasing, like, pretty much 6 months later to the day. You know what I'm saying? But I had just been making songs, like, I was just tired of keeping them, man. Like, I got a lot of songs coming up. I got one with Doe, made a collab with D-Lo, Privilege, fucking Necessary. Like, I got some tracks hidden away that no one's heard with Stompbox, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm waiting to release those, but I just want to keep shit moving in the meantime.
Definitely. And what about you, Doe? Have you worked with anybody, you know, coming up on the Blue? Is anyone on the Blue Magic?
At first, initially, I was going with no features, but I do have a Killer, he's on there, and I got one other feature from one of my homeboys, Young. And so
all right,
that's pretty much it right now.
Anybody y'all want to work with in Houston?
Zero.
Of course. Chameleonaire, let me guess.
Damn, I would trip out if I ever got the chance, man. I would.
Lyrically, he's one of the best, like, in the city.
Man, I was spitting his verse off In Love With My Money, and Jordan was like, what is that? And I was just like, what? I thought you listen to that
look
shit.
Up here, huh? You don't know.
Yeah. Get your mind correct, Jordan. Get your mind correct.
I know, right? Full shit.
What was your favorite Chameleon mixtape?
Oof. Mixtape Messiah. Maybe one? Three. One or
nah,
three.
I think the first
one was one nice. Was... That whole CD dissing Mike Jones.
That whole CD was okay.
I know your fans are here. Yeah.
Yeah, that was, I ain't gonna lie, that might have been.
Yeah. And I just loved how he was like, you know what? Here's 14 disses, Mike Jones. Fuck off.
Wasn't it double disc?
It was triple disc. He had the mixtape, then the whole disc to Mike Jones, and then OG Ron C chopped screwed the last every disc.
Fucking Dyke Jones.
Dyke Jones.
Man, Get Your Mind Correct was like, back then, man, basketball, like when I would play basketball and shit, like that's just what got me in the fucking.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, we got literally 2 minutes left on the show. Y'all have anything y'all want to plug? Any shows already or anything?
Oh, well,
man, Ain't That the Truth is dropping on Monday, October 24th. It's 6 songs with the bonus. If you get at me at Twitter at Roosh Williams or on Twitter at Roosh Williams or on Facebook, you can see the promo video. So definitely check that out.
Actually, we have 5 minutes left. My bad. Keep going.
Oh, yeah. Nah. And, just what I'm going to plug is the DoeBeezy.com. Reggie Bush and Kool-Aid for free online right now. And Blue Magic is coming soon. Be on the lookout, man. Show this Thursday at Warehouse Live, and then Friday we out there in Austin. We gonna shut the city down. A lot of smoke in the city in Austin.
Yes, sir. I also want to say KevinNottingham.com, MostlyJunkFood.com, ParadigmMusic.com, and maybe a couple other websites are helping me present this project. And I will also be in Austin on Friday for Southern Lights. So, and go to RoosWilliams.com.
Oh. All right. Well, this has been the Brad Gilmore Show. I'd like to thank Dope Easy and Roosh Williams for stopping by.
Thank you, man.
Definitely. And hopefully this hopefully we can have y'all back sometime, when there's not a power outage or something, you know. So we're going to close the show with Pass the Swisher, which is track two.
Track number two. From Reggie Bush and Kool-Aid.
Probably like the instant classic of Dope Easy. Real quick, like when you were doing it at House of Blues, like you could just stop rhyming and everybody in the crowd knew the words.
He actually does stop rhyming. Yeah. And everybody in the crowd finished the word.
That's what I meant.
That's a crazy, even good look, man. Like I still feel funny even talking about it because it's just so weird. You know what I'm saying? Being where I'm at now and being able to do it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Be able to do that. So just crazy.
So here it is. This is Pass the Swisher by Dope Easy. Brad Gilmore Show. Thank y'all for tuning in.
Yes, sir.
Bruce.
Two cups to keep the ice cold. I ride foes and just swung on three white hoes. I shine hard, bitch, you can see me through your blindfolds. With your eyes closed from a whole nother time zone. My mind gone like I just lost it last year. $250 for my polo, which you know by cashmere. I murder the track and skip bomb. I flow crazy like Vince Young. I wake up with my cake or we never break up. No Vince Vaughn. I'm back with it, no ad living. I just eat the track like fat women in a leg chilling. Sitting on leather. My partner out of purse, so I'm sipping on yellow. I'm getting my cheddar, chasing those skis. I'm chasing my dough till I'm breaking my knees. With ice on the watch that'll make time freeze. I'm as real as they get and you fake as IDs. I tell these hoes to hold up. Bitch, I'm about to pull up. I'm all about my bread, lettuce, and cheese like a cold cut. I swing on those who cross me, paint look glossy like a donut. With a swisher full of that Shrek, about to roll up that Fiona. Slow up, no slowing down. If you didn't know then, better know it now. That if you're all around, you better hang it up. So many bitches on my dick, I gotta chain it up. I do the track so dirty that I stain it up. But when they talking about the best, who they bringing up? I better make all y'all the nigga lame and fuck. And I came to show the game that the game itself is dope bees. Okay, pass that motherfucking blunt. I'm just getting started. I ain't even high yet, nigga. Most of these niggas that say they hungry ain't doing shit that it take to eat. Just cause you might rap nice on the beat don't mean you ain't gotta be out in the streets. But a nigga like me ain't gon' preach. I'ma just show niggas I'm a straight go getter. Only 5'6", but ain't scared of no nigga. Still got more dough than a dope dealer. On the microphone, I'm a straight gorilla. Who you know iller than a kickback killer? No flow really, and I stack that striller. Folks starting to call you boy the Black Mac Miller. No, I'm not a nigga, bitch. I'm that nigga with a flow so crazy would think I wrote it. And I've been a beast since birth. My first three words is bitch, I'm on it. Go tell Cody to roll the Jody. And go tell Dina when you see her, I will beat that pussy up. Just name a spot for me to meet her. And I'm cleaner than a steamer on the Stanley streamer vacuum. I guess that be the reason he ho go nuts like a bag of cashews. Dope Easy, I am that dude. Body full of tattoos and his cup got me leaning like tennis shoes on a fat dude. And the day you think about going again, D-Rhymes will be a bad move. Cause I promise every verse I speak gonna be the shit. Like fast food, nigga. Get it? Shit like that. Never mind. And this is Reggie Bush and Kool-Aid. Yay.
Isn't she lovely? She caught me by surprise. Even Stevie can see you and I can change each other's life. This girl gave me a wink, so I gave her a smile. Ordered a couple of drinks to see if we could chat a while. But you see, girl was money. Ain't talking about a dime. She was more like a quarter. Had some mixed stash on the side. So I said, fuck my pride, girl. Let's go for a ride. I really think you and I have got something special. She made my heart beat like drums over instrumentals. I meant to tell you that I think I really love you.
She loves me not.
The quicker come,
she loves me.
The quicker go. She loves me not.
She loves me not.
Sorry, honey, you ain't sweet no more. You won this war. This battle scarred us more than we could have imagined. We used to have passion. Now I'm just a mess. Oh, sorry, baby. You just might be getting what you asked for. And as for me, fuck it. I'll pack these things and leave. And take what little I got left. This music and my.
tell the difference lately. Fuck it, it's all gravy. I'm Swayze, Patrick, and this rap shit. We all got our own, girl. I'm not the type to act with the bad things. I'm trying to figure out this fiction. So you need to stop looking, just listen before I'm gone.
Afraid to mention, they gotta pay to make y'all pay attention. But not me though, the H-Town hero here to come to save my city with a flow sicker than chemo. Got your hoe looking, cause she know that if you one of them people out there waiting for me to fail, you better off trying to find Nemo. I'm a boss off of my C-No. And if you talk shit, you get slid like Jordan did. Russell at the free throw.
Game time, and my year that started fine. Got on the grind and skipped the G-League and made the starting line. I'm about to do way more than shine. I'm about to blind those that was sleeping on dope. This the alarm clock, and I bet you they ain't sleeping no more. And if they is, they either dumb on dope or dog food, or somewhere on the corner being a bitch like the laws do. They try to box me in, but I split that shit that made the walls move. And today they gave me a microphone. Today they made the wrong move.
I just want to light you up.
Now I'm about to light the city up.
Light you up like a fire.
And this is Reggie Bush and Kool-Aid.
I just want to light you up.
Oh.
You up like a fire.
My nigga face say you a threat to these niggas, and they ain't gon' like it, but I bet you get respect from these niggas. When I stand next to these niggas, I see nothing but rookies next to a goat. The sickest bitten, yeah, no beezy, yeah, that straight to your throat. I don't play no games, but need that drink, I got connects to the foe. And I know this Reggie Bush and Kool-Aid, but my neck full of dro, cause I keep some Dodie in a bag protected. But even when I smoke Reggie, man, it's good, like Kobe at the last second.
I stay wrecking like a nigga need a tow truck. Reggie and Dro blunts that had me high for over 4 months. Don't roll dunks, but the skunk keep me stupid high. And I'm super fly, so hoes wanna ride with me like do or die. In competitions, I'm really known to ever lose a tie. Bitch, I'm known to get even more to business, like a suit and tie. No slit wrist, but a nigga flows suicide. Best rapper in Texas, you decide, nigga.
I just want to light you up. Light you up like a fire. I just want to light you up, light you up like a fire.
Kool-Aid.
My chick do stuff that your chick wish she could. My chick bad, 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 danger. My chick bad, 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 danger. My chick bad, 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 danger. My chick bad, 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 danger.
I'm saying my chick bad. I think she need a spanking. She let her bangs hang, a young Barbie in the making. She keep it 100 like her last name was Franklin. And she give me so much brain, she can tell me what I'm thinking.
Yes,
she never fuck with lames, I got more game than an Xbox. Quick to throw them things and put your mane in a headlock. She keep it gutter, gutter, get a little twisted like a dreadlock. Keep some young money and know how to make a bedrock. All black skinny, all black pumps. I love her like my slab, her body popping like trunks. And she ain't got a junk for you to know that she ballin'. And if you hear this on the ringtone, you know it's me calling, nigga.
My chick bad, no ease. My chick good. My chick do stuff that your chick wish she could. My chick bad,
and it ain't over, nigga.
My chick good. My chick do stuff that your chick wish she could.
Let's go.
My chick bad, 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 danger. My chick bad, 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 danger. My chick bad, 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 danger. My chick bad, 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 danger.
Now you
your girl might be thick, but my girl thicker. She slide down my pole like a certified stripper. She like to ride my pipe and do it all night long. Jump round, bitch, and swing it like Trey on Mike Jones. And she can get a little angry. All about a paper and a kill behind the babies. The type to drive behind the